So
we're going to talk to Wes Kaplow from Quest now. You do a lot of stuff with the government customers. Tell us a little bit about, I think we heard that Quest brought a lot of bandwidth in here for the conference.
Yeah, we've been lucky to be bringing in bandwidth for the SE conferences since Dallas in 2000. I think in 2000 we brought in around 3 or 4 gigabits worth of data total. This year, we have brought in 8 10 gigabit channels from around the country, as well as the internet service for the conference itself. So that's quite a range. Every year we've been doing more, and I'm starting to get frightened that next year the appetite grows larger, and every year we're trying to top what we did the year before.
Mm-hmm. What kind of technologies are these networks like? Are these like OC kind of?
So, basically, the unit of what people play around with these days. Once upon a time, people talked about the number of T1s that they had, which is about 1.5 megabits, and they talked about their DS3s, and then they moved into the Sonnet ranges for OC3, which is 155 megabit. And so very rapidly that's come to up to basically what is the highest unit performance that you can get on transport systems today commercially available, not laboratory or partially deployed, but deployed in large-scale networks across the country. And that's really roughly OC192, which is a little bit less, around 10 gigabits per second. And there's lots of, Quest is a large provider of these to customers like the Abilene Network, Internet 2 Abilene Network, to the Department of Energy for the Energy Sciences Network, to the TerraGrid project as well. And that's sort of become the fundamental unit of bandwidth for the high performance computing environment. We've done some extensive field trials with equipment for 40 gigabits OC768 equipment, and we've also done laboratory testing on other 40 gigabit systems, as well as an emerging trend, which is the ability to move Ethernet over long distances, and that has its own little twist. But that's basically the unit of performance today, and what people throw around here is colloquial is how many wavelengths do you have.
Where is Quest's POP in Pittsburgh?
Well, we have several points of presence. Our large points of presence is out in Leedsdale, which is about 20 something miles away from downtown. But we also have our facilities, I think at there's a Poppin Station Square, and I think there's another, I don't remember where the other one is. And we have a DWDM, a Dense Wavelength Division Multiplex Optical System, that ties them all together back to that main facility. So in essence, our POPs are really, really in this area, we actually have three POPs where we provision services to.
What kind of logistical issues did you have to get those 10 gigabit links from those facilities into the convention center here?
So every year this is a challenge, and every year it takes a relatively unique set of people and companies that are willing to basically contribute, because it's all essentially done as goodwill. Down in Dallas in 2000, we had our own fiber into the convention center when we built out stuff in Dallas. And over the years, it was 2001, it's all a blur. It was either in Denver or in Baltimore. For example, up in Baltimore for the conference, we got support from AT&T Local Services, Quest, borrowed some fiber and sort of got it done. In Phoenix and Denver, we're the local provider there, so we provided fiber into the facility, multiple strands of fiber into the facility. Here, I believe it's a combination of DQE utility provider has fiber into this facility, and working with people at Carnegie Mellon and others, they actually built a temporary DWDM system to bring the traffic across that fiber. So lots of different companies and different people contributed to getting it done. And it's typical. And over the years, not so much in this particular case, but over the years, we bring in other people's services temporarily, whether it's our fiber or our systems, as part of trying to make the conference as vital as possible.
Okay, you mentioned that you you work with government customers a lot. Can you talk a little bit about who some of them are and what they're doing?
Sure. So officially my title is Vice President of Engineering Operations for Quest Government Services. We have close to 400 people that work for government services in total, and we do a very wide range of different projects. Some for the Department of Defense, some for Department of Treasury. We do a lot for the Department of Treasury. We span the scale of different kinds of projects, everything from putting in new fiber to a facility or bringing up new transport networks for the government, everything to designing and hosting and operating websites. Some that people will be familiar with are things like the usmint.gov website, which is their e-commerce website. So it's quite a range of different types of things that we do.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else?
Thank you. Is there something you want to talk?
Yeah. We also sponsor here at the, and one of the reasons why we like bringing in the bandwidth is that we sponsor the Bandwidth Challenge, and this is the fifth year of the Bandwidth Challenge, and the judging will happen tonight and tomorrow, and we do an awards presentation on Thursday. I'm also the technical co-chair for the SC 2005 conference, which is in Seattle next year. So Quest has a long history of being involved in the research and education community, and we think it's a very interesting place to be. Lots of ideas get generated, both good and challenging and bad, but it is interesting, and we like to see the ideas and the energy that this environment brings. So we're very happy to be here.
Okay, I know you've got to run in a minute. Can you say a few words about the Bandwidth Challenge?
So the Bandwidth Challenge, we put up a small amount of prize money, and we're looking for applications. Clearly, you can take a 10 gigabit pipe and pump multiple video streams, and you can absorb its bandwidth pretty handily. And we're not exactly looking quite for that. Although early on, things like high-definition TV over IP networks were pretty interesting. But we're really looking for applications, the combination between a bandwidth and applications. We look for things like distance, the geographic distance makes high-speed networking more difficult. The latency between sites has a lot of impact in the efficiency and how well you can use the bandwidth. So we're really looking for useful and interesting applications that have, in general, high sustained bandwidth requirements. And we're looking for stuff that's pretty interesting. One year we gave an award to a musical ensemble, a virtual orchestra combination of people that were around the country and even down in South America. So we are looking for things that are interesting, and we're trying to encourage people to, try and encourage people to think, to continue to think. And I think by looking at the ramping up of what people think they need to have a conference, where you went from like 3 gigabits, and now at the conference we're bringing in 80, other people are bringing in another, 50, 60, 70 gigabits, I don't even know. So we're over 100 gigabits of data here. So we've gone up from three and change 5 years ago to basically 30 times that amount or more. So it's rather impressive. And so I think part of the bandwidth challenge in some small way contributed that. Plus I get to go up on stage and look out and pretend I'm important and give some money away, which helps me be popular. So,
all right, Wes Kaplow from Quest. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.